Does David Pogue have a second act in his battle against the wireless phone companies? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Yesterday, we heard from David Pogue, New York Times technology columnist, about his public campaign to persuade AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, and T-Mobile to get rid of those 15-second long instruction messages we get when we leave or retrieve voicemail. You know, the kind of messages that say, begin speaking after the tone, to leave a numeric message, press 5. When you're done leaving a message, you may hang up, duh. Pogue says those messages amount to a theft of time and money since we spend some of our allotted minutes listening to them. Will Pogue now turn his army of agitated readers against some other mobile phone outrage? Here's part two of our interview.
There's plenty that bugs me. I don't know if your listeners are aware of this, but in this country, we're double billed for everything. So when I call you from my cell phone, I'm using up my airtime and you're using up your airtime. When I send you a text message, I pay 20 cents to send it and you pay 20 cents to receive it. So in Europe, for example, you don't have this double billing. It's only the caller or the sender who pays. And in this country, that's the way it works for landlines as well. If I call you at home, you don't pay anything. So that drives me crazy. The price of text messaging is truly insane. You understand, text messages cost the carrier nothing. They're 160 characters long because a researcher years back found an unused secondary channel with excess capacity that could be stuffed with these little text messages within each packet and cost the carrier nothing. So for them to charge 20, 25 cents per text message, when you think of email, for example, we can send email from cell phone to cell phone all we want, unlimited. I mean, what's the difference? It's just that text messages are much shorter. Lots of readers have asked if I would take up another crusade and another and another, and then will you take up a crusade against my cable company, and then will you fight the electric company, and then on and on and on. And I joked at the end of my summary, next stop is war, disease, and global warming. And somebody said, well, why don't you? Why don't you start one of these campaigns? I don't want to do campaigns just to conduct campaigns. I don't want to be like little Ralph Nader, who becomes a professional gadfly or something. This one just particularly bothered me, and I particularly thought we might actually have a chance of getting it changed.
How much change do you think could be produced in this way with sort of a large number of consumers complaining about something compared to a more systemic change for the industry, which would be finding ways to add some more competition into the mix? Because a lot of this is just because there isn't all that much competition.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure that I really did this the right way for a number of reasons. A lot of people said, why didn't you direct people to the FCC for this? Why didn't you get them on the carrier's case? Or why didn't you start a class action suit? I guess the answer to that is I'm just an opinion columnist and I'm not really all that wise in the ways of organizing rebellion. So I just thought, let's go directly to the carriers and let them know how strongly people feel about having their lives wasted 15 seconds at a time. So it's a good question. Maybe next time or the next crusader will pick a more direct global approach.
David Pogue writes about technology for the New York Times and has authored about a billion technology-themed books as well. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.